Welcome to day 19 of our 40 days of prayer journey. In Matthew 16, 13 through 19, Jesus pulled his disciples away from the crowds to ask them what they believed about his identity. When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Since the time Jesus walked the earth, there have always been different opinions about who he really is. But the most important question we need to answer is the question Jesus asked in verse 15. "But who do you say that I am?" Take a moment to pause and reflect on the following questions. Number one, do you remember when you put your faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Number two, how do you want to thank Jesus for revealing himself to you? Number three, what do you need to surrender to fully trust Jesus today? Father, thank you for revealing yourself to us in Jesus, so we don't guess what you are really like or figure it out for ourselves. Give us the courage to fully trust and follow you in a world with so many different opinions about who you are. Help us to step out in faith to help the people in our lives come to know you and find new life in your kingdom. Now, in your own words, spend a few moments asking for the courage to fully trust Jesus and follow his Spirit's leading to share your faith with others. Jesus, thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you have invited me to be part of your church. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.